This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am so, so excited to be able to welcome all of you to our Amplify call. Amplify is the author mastermind that I and my team and I run, especially for authors of all genres, fiction, nonfiction, and children's books and poetry and memoir, who want to build their author brand and want to learn more about how to be a successful author. Because being a successful author is so much more than writing an amazing book. Those of you who have written an amazing book and have seen zero sales, y'all know what I'm talking about. So Amplify is the group that we run. It's a membership-based group where we train. We train our authors to understand what is required from them as authors, as people who are carrying their message and are responsible for building an audience. We train them, we show them how to do it, we support them in their efforts, and the ladies who write their books with me, they automatically go into Amplify, so I get to help them with their book launches, etc. So with that being said, we're going to have a Q&A today, right? And we've opened it out to the community so that people, inshallah, can get their questions answered and hopefully get some benefit from this session. So I have some questions already from the ladies in the group. If you have any questions, please feel free to post them. I'm here to have my brain picked right now, okay? So that means that you get to ask me any question that you have about writing, but more importantly than writing, in Amplify, we talk about the post-writing process, right? So after your editing, we're talking about publishing, we're talking about promotion, we're talking about book launches, we're talking about networking, we're talking about how to make those sales, okay? So that's what we talk about in Amplify. Because it makes sense, right? To amplify your message. So let me take this question first, inshallah. What is the ideal launch period? Amazing question. The ideal launch period depends on two things. It depends on who you are as an author in terms of how much of an audience you already have, how big of a network you already have, and the size of launch that you want to do, right? How many copies you'd like to sell. So let me give everybody a little bit of perspective here. Statistically, the average self-published book will sell up to about 250 copies in its lifetime, okay? I'm gonna say that again. The average self-published book sells about 250 books in its lifetime. Okay, so that's on average. Some will sell much fewer, some will sell much more, but on average, that's what people are expecting. Now, I would say that that is for authors that don't understand anything about building an audience, that haven't put the work in to build an audience, haven't put the time and effort into preparing for a launch, and really, they've just kind of put their book up there. They've posted on social media a few times, they've told family and friends, and they're hoping that everybody's going to want to rush to buy their book. That's not how it works. So if you have already got a fantastic network, whether it's online or offline, whether it's individuals or families or communities or a masjid or organizations, charities, businesses, right? Networking groups, associations that you belong to, the better networked you are, obviously, the more people you can bring in to help you to make your book launch a success, right? And when I say success, what do we want? We want people, A, buying the book, B, reading the book, and C, reviewing the book and recommending it. What did I say? Buying, reading, reviewing, and recommending, okay? That's what we want people to do. That is how a book picks up steam. That's how it becomes part of the conversation. That is how your book makes an impact. So if you're well connected, you may take a 3-month launch period, right? And that is basically from when you first start telling people that, hey guys, I'm writing a book, or hey guys, my book is coming out on this date. We want a 3-month, I call it a runway, right? Because just like an airplane can't go from standing still to up in the air. It needs a runway, okay? Now, the more powerful, and this is my metaphor that I'm completely making up. If it doesn't make sense, then just forgive me, but I'm just going to go with it anyway, all right? If you have a really powerful engine, you may not need as long of a runway, right? So if you're really well connected, if you know loads of people, if you have a podcast already, if you have a hot YouTube channel, if you've got tons of followers on Instagram, right? If you've got a massive mailing list, you may not need as long of a runway, but I still recommend 3 months to give yourself time to get all the moving parts in place to have that bestseller launch that we like to have, okay? Now, if you don't have that, you need to give yourself time to build that. Now, it may not be as huge as the ones who already have it, but you definitely can do better than just posting on Instagram and just letting your family and friends know. So I always recommend my clients give themselves 6 months to build their audience, right? To find their people, to connect with their people, to create trust and respect with their people, meaning the people who are your potential readers, right? Your audience. Give yourself 6 months, because we teach in Amplify, there is actually a step-by-step launch guide. And there are quite a few moving parts inside that launch guide, right? Those of you in Amplify, you know. I hope that those of you in Amplify have actually been into Amplify and watched all the videos and made your notes. We had a fantastic conversation with Alia Umrayan, and she showed us her launch book. And it was literally a notebook full of her notes that she took when she watched the Amplify videos, the work sheets that we gave in Amplify, the exercises that we gave, you know, give you to do in Amplify. She had literally a whole notebook full of her plans for her launch. And mashallah, tabarakallah, she had a fantastically successful launch. Amazon bestseller right away. And after, I think a week or two after, it was on the Sunday Times bestseller list. So this stuff works, but you need to give yourself time. So the quick answer to your question, which is an amazing question, was 3 months if you're already really well networked, 6 months if you're more or less building from a small base and need to some time to be able to build up your network. And what is a network? A network is people who are your potential buyers, okay, your potential readers, or people who know your potential readers, right? People who have their own audience, who have the love and the trust and respect of your potential readers, right? So one of the things we do in Amplify is we ask you to look at who out there is already speaking to your ideal reader. Who is already speaking to them? Who is already serving them, right? Who is already connected with them? Who is currently talking about what your book is about? Can we link up? Can we have something for mutual benefit? You know, can we build a relationship there? Because that person is going to be one of your biggest megaphones. You're going to pass the information to that person, and then that person is going to broadcast it to their thousands of followers, thousands of fans, etc. Okay, so that's my answer to the question about how long should you give yourself pre-launch. Okay, now one of the things that we teach in Amplify is the pre-launch offer. Okay, the pre-launch offer is an incentive to get people to purchase your book in advance before it goes live, okay? I'll say that again if you're taking notes, which I hope you are, because there's a lot. The pre-launch offer is an incentive for those, incentive that you offer to get people to purchase your book in advance, okay? Now the pre-launch offer, guys, it needs to be juicy. Okay, it needs to be a good offer. It's not really best practice to simply ask people, pre-order my book, guys, right? What are you offering them as a thank you for ordering in advance? So within the program, you guys, if you've been through this part of the program, you'll see how we build out our pre-launch offers. And it basically needs to be an irresistible offer. Either that you've severely discounted the book, you can do that. You'll see that people will sometimes put their book for, you know, £0 or $0 on Kindle. But slightly better than that is to offer more value, right? Can you offer a an audio version, for example, of your book, or a bonus chapter? Can you offer a course that goes along with your book, that when they pre-order, they get that? Can they get exclusive access to you? Or can they have an exclusive launch event with you and your people, right? How can you make pre-ordering the book a no-brainer? Offers that go away once the book is launched. Goods that or services that are of tangible value, right? This is actually really good. So for example, you have a book that's going out about marketing to Muslims. For example, one of my clients recently launched a book on marketing to Muslims. And as a pre-launch, the author was we were talking about offering his course, right? His course is on marketing. And when you pre-order the book, you get priority access to the course, right? Free of charge. Of course, people are like, oh my goodness, all I have to do is order this book to get onto the course? Yeah, I'm doing that. So you want to be thinking of the pre-launch period to build your audience, but also to get people pre-ordering. And when we say pre-ordering, we mean on Amazon, where they will put their order in. And then the day that the book goes live, all those pre-orders are then fulfilled. And the your book's gonna go up in the charts because you already had 15, 20, 30, 50, 100 people already had basically opted in for your book. So that's how you get up onto the hot new releases on Amazon, how you get to the bestseller list on Amazon, okay? So that is the answer on the pre-orders, right? And the pre-launch. Now, one of our clients, Sis, you asked how long before launch should we run the pre-order offer? And I think, again, this does depend on your audience size, okay? I would give it a month. I would give it a month of like pushing, basically. But only do that once you've done the work to build your audience. And please don't rush to publish, guys, okay? Please don't rush to publish. It's not worth it, right? If your illustrations are not done yet, if you're looking at a picture book and you don't have a front cover, you're not ready to start offering a pre-order, to putting a pre-order page up. You're just not ready for that, okay? So just take your time, pace yourself. Everyone is running their own race, okay? So look at where you are in the process and look at how long you'll need to build a decent sized network, and then look at, working out how long you're going to do in pre-launch and then plan your launch date accordingly. Okay, that's helpful, inshallah. Definitely you need a front cover if you're doing a picture book, because you can't advertise something that people can't see. No one is going to do anything and no one's going to take action. Fantastic question that came in. What incentives can we offer for a children's book? Well, thinking outside the box, a few easy options is like coloring pages or like a coloring book made from the illustrations in your book. And there's lots of illustrators that will happily do that. Sister Sajida, who does the children's book course with me, she's done that for most of her books. So coloring pages, an extra like a three-part video series for parents, maybe like a reading or a nicely made video, for example. These are some of the things that you could potentially offer. Children's books, is not as like, hard to explain. It's the pre-ordering on children's books is more getting people excited about the book and then just encouraging them to order before the launch date, because on the launch date something is happening and maybe they're going to be involved or their kids are going to be involved, etc. Okay, so I hope that answers that question, inshallah. Right, next question I have is, should my audiobook be the full thing or a juicy excerpt? If you're looking at a children's book, I would offer the audio as like the full thing, because children's books are very short. They're going to be about 1,000 words or less. And I think it's worth having the full thing. And you can have that as a video where they're going through the illustrations with your voice on top. And I think that's what works well for kids. Okay, that's much, much better to do that for kids than just the audio, because unless it's going to be on, Audible or something like that. But kids are not really just listening nowadays. They like to listen and watch. Fantastic question here. Can we offer bundle offers? You absolutely can, as long as you are able to deliver. So that will very much depend. Some of our clients have launched with a site like LaunchGood, for example, which allows you to put the order out, put the offer out before you have actually published. And you can offer people incentives at different stages. So they can order one book and they get a thank you, right? I'm sure you guys are all familiar with how LaunchGood works. You order one book, you get a thank you. You order five books, maybe you get like a handwritten note from the author, yeah? Or maybe you get signed copies, right? Order 10 books and you get a reduced price and you get blah, blah, blah. You guys are following me right now? You see what I mean with that? So basically all we want people to do is to take action. So whatever we need to do to get them to take action, that's what we're going to do, inshallah. Okay, cool. Another question to do with launching, which is a really good question here, is should I launch a podcast before the launch or afterwards? Now, the first thing I would say is only launch a podcast if it makes sense for you and your business and the work that you do. Okay, don't launch a podcast for the launch of your book. Right? Because now you're trying to launch two products and it's hard enough to launch a book without trying to launch a podcast as well. The trick you want is to land podcast interviews before, during, and after your launch date. That is much, much more valuable, much, much more valuable, okay, than you starting your own podcast. If you want to start a podcast, you can, but it needs to be strategic and it needs to be part of the work that you intend to do for the next year or so, right? Because setting up a podcast, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes energy, and it takes resources, okay? So don't set up a podcast for your book launch. No, get yourself booked onto podcasts to talk about your book for your launch, like we teach you in Amplify, okay? Question, can the audio be narrated by a storyteller instead of the author? 100%. I think most books are actually narrated by other people other than the author. Okay. It seems to be, you know, common practice that they'll get an actor or just a voice actor to read the book rather than the author. Okay. Best places for podcast interviews for Muslim authors. Guys, Google is your friend. Okay. Google is your friend. If you Google, now, if you're a children's book author and your book has only like a Muslim appeal, like the audience is Muslim specific, go into Google and search Muslim mom podcast, Muslim women podcast, Muslim book podcast. And just take notes on everything that comes up, okay? Take notes on everything that comes up. Listen to the podcast. Go to the Apple Store or wherever it is that you see your podcast, Spotify, whatever, and have a look at the topics that they have already covered. Does your book fit in? Can you make your book fit in? Can you make your book relevant in some way to this podcast and to their audience? A lot of the time you can. Sometimes you can't, but all you care about is, look, am I going to be in front of my ideal readers or not? And if I am, then I want to go there. I want to be there. Okay. Fantastic question here. Can I ask my audience whether they prefer a 3-book bundle offer or a discount code for pre-launch? You can ask them while you're still in the planning stages. Of course you can, but ask them well in advance so that you can make your decision and set everything up with whichever option you decide to go for, okay? Don't ask them as part of your launch, if that makes sense. And don't give them too many options, guys. Yeah, don't give people too many options when you're asking them to buy something. You want the yes to be easy. The yes needs to be so easy. It needs to be an absolute no-brainer. You don't want people on your page saying, oh, which one should I go for? Should I go for this one or that option? Or will that one be better? No. Make it super easy, okay? Super, super easy to say yes. All right. What's another question? Okay, so I have got a question here from one of our dear sisters in Amplify. And if you're interested in joining Amplify and you're listening back to this, please just send us a message with Amplify in the DMs or via email. We'd love to give you more information about it. But one of my sisters in Amplify has talked about her lead magnet not converting. and whether she should start a new one. Now, for those of you who are new around here, a lead magnet is something that you produce that is an incentive for people to give you their email address, okay? We take lead magnets all the time. Has anybody ever downloaded a free ebook or downloaded a free worksheet or signed up for a free summit or signed up for a free bonus download, right? All of those activities where you get something for free in exchange for your email address, that is a lead magnet, okay? And the person who is offering you that is collecting emails so that they can communicate directly with you, okay? Within Amplify, we teach our authors to maintain and nurture their own email lists, because if you can get a sizable email list, it is extremely valuable, and publishers are just absolutely love it. They absolutely love it when an author has her own network, has her own audience, has her own email list that she's actually communicating with, and social media that she's actually using to communicate and connect with people. Publishers love that. Okay, why do publishers love it, you may ask? Well, because they know they're gonna make sales. They know that now they've got like a pool of people who are already your people that they can tap into in order to sell more copies of the book. Okay, so this sister who messaged, she has an ebook. I'm so sorry, my niqab is really annoying. This sister, mashallah, she has an ebook at the moment that is not converting. So for those of you, again, who are new around here, a lead magnet that doesn't convert is one that people do not end up downloading. Meaning they may see your ad, they may see your caption, they may see your story, they don't click on it. And sometimes when they do click on it, they will not give you their email address, right? And they don't end up downloading your lead magnet. So when we say that a lead magnet is not converting, we need to dissect, at which point is it not converting, okay? Is it that people are not even clicking to go to the page? That is a problem of marketing on the front end, okay? That means that maybe your lead magnet has got a boring name or the way you've explained it, people think, I don't need that. Or your lead magnet is not suitable for your audience, okay? It's not what they need. It's not what they want. And so they're not clicking through. So that's at the front end. Now, a lead magnet could be getting clicks, like people can be clicking to go to the page where the lead magnet is, but that can end up not putting their email details in. That is a different problem, okay? That's a problem in the middle of the funnel, okay? And there it usually is to do with the page. Maybe the page doesn't look professional, or the page doesn't explain to them the benefits of this lead magnet, right? Or maybe there's something not working with your page, yeah? And maybe the tech side of things is letting you down. So first thing is to diagnose where are people dropping off? And another question, another issue as well is, if not enough people are seeing your ad for your lead magnet, if not enough people are seeing your posts, not enough people are seeing your stories, not enough people are even seeing that link, then you have another problem there. So how do we deal with this problem? And it's tough because the algorithm, the algorithm is doing what it do, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it can be very, very difficult to get visibility. So after you've done the diagnosis, right, if you've discovered that, look, my lead magnet is what my people need, maybe I need to tweak my language a little bit, but not enough people are seeing my lead magnet, this is where the power of networking comes in. This is where the power of networking and offering your things to someone else's audience and maybe doing the same, okay? This is where you need to start getting yourself out there. Because, for example, a lead magnet can be like an ebook or a download, etc. But another type of lead magnet, which has worked extremely well for me, is an event, right? It's a summit, it's a conference, it's a seminar, it's a festival, it's a symposium, okay? It's an event that people are going to sign up to. So they will, if they want to be at this event, they are going to give you their email address so they can get the details, okay? You've got a lead magnet, mashallah. And of course, if you want them to have this ebook, then you can always send them the ebook once they've signed up for the event. But if it's not converting, then try something else. Okay, it could just be that either not enough people are seeing it, in which case you need to network more and you need to try to offer it via other people's channels, or that particular ebook is just not what people are interested in for whatever reason. Try something else. And mashallah, this sister is actually a premium client of mine. So girl, we're going to work on this together, inshallah, okay? So that we can make sure that you are actually building your list, inshallah. So not to worry about that. Have I answered all the questions? No. A nice question came through here. How do we deal with backlash after our book has come out? One of our clients, it's a children's book client, but she wanted to know, like, if I've written a story with a bus driver in it and the bus driver does whatever he does in my story, what do I do if after the launch, bus drivers come out and say, excuse me, that is not correct because us bus drivers, we don't act like that, whatever, right? That's a very interesting example. But let me offer this to everybody who's here. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You will not be everyone's cup of tea, okay? You will not be everyone's cup of tea. You will never be everyone's cup of tea. Even the most so-called popular people in the whole entire world have detractors, have people who criticize them, who don't agree with them, who hate them, right? That's a fact of life. So don't ever have the intention to please everyone. You can't, right? As Muslims, our first goal should be to please Allah. So as long as I'm good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rest of the world can do what it do. It doesn't make any difference to me, okay? And it shouldn't make any difference to you either. As long as what you've said in your book is correct before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you can stand before Him and say, yes, I did that. And hopefully you get reward for it. Inshallah, it's a good thing, right? But as long as I'm okay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not fear the blame of the blamers, and neither should you. Will you always get it right in your book? No, you may make a mistake, right? You may make a mistake. You may say, you may have analyzed things incorrectly, okay? You may have quoted somebody incorrectly, and in which case you should be open to changing that. But as for someone taking issue with your characterization of a character in your book, that I will not pay any attention to. I'm so sorry. Okay, our characters in our books are characters in books. They are not supposed to be a representative of the whole anything. So if I have an Afghan character in my book, for example, and the Afghan character has, you know, an addiction to cigarettes, for example. And then someone from the Afghani community comes and says, well, why did you make the Afghani in your book have an addiction to cigarettes? We're not all like that. And that's ridiculous. I'm sorry to say, but that's ridiculous. So nobody should come at you saying, oh, why did you say this about these people? We're not all like that. It's just a character in a book, a specific character in a specific book. So don't fear the blame of the blamers. Do your due diligence when you're writing your book. Do your research as much as you can. And this is especially important for those of us who are writing about a culture that is not our own. If you're writing about a culture that is not your own, please, please, please do your research. Okay? That's where you can really get yourself into trouble and end up just annoying a whole community while you are actually trying to do something good. Okay, that's really important. I don't know who needs to hear that right now, but that's really important. If you're writing about a group of people, whether it's an ethnic group or, you know, an interest-based group or a national group or whatever, that is not your own people, that you don't have direct knowledge of, be sure to do your research and also have people from that community give you feedback on your story to make sure that you have hit the right notes and that you haven't said anything that is going to annoy that community or annoy, you know, the people from that group, right? And of course, for me, this is different from I have a character in my book who is XYZ and I've chosen to make him a particular way. And then someone says, well, we're not all like that. That's not the same. But for example, I've seen in books before where people will, a person who's not from the Muslim community, for example, will write about how Friday prayers go and it's wrong. It's like, no, that's not how Friday prayers go. Like, did you not do your research? Some of you may know which book I'm talking about. It was made into a film. But I was shocked because I just thought it's so easy to research how Friday prayers go. How could you get that wrong in your book? You know what I mean? Anyway, I digress. Suffice to say, I've finished with the questions, alhamdulillah. And I pray that this is beneficial for everyone out there who is listening to this live or, you know, on a replay. What I want you to know is this. The reason we do the work of building an audience, of building a network, of working towards a successful launch is we have something valuable to say. Our book contains something of value. And it is in honoring that value that we put in the time and the effort and the resources to find an audience for the book. Because one of the saddest things that you see is when somebody has written a beautiful book. It's a book that's needed. It's a book that is would, you know, it would be such a wonderful thing if more people could read it. And the author just has no idea how to get it out there. You know how many messages I've had from sisters and brothers who say, I did all this work. I paid for this. I paid for that. And I got my book and it's published. And I just can't make any sales. And I feel like I wasted my time. So the first thing is that, of course, your reward is with Allah. But we don't want to be in that position, right? I'm sure we don't want to be put in that position. Nobody wants to have put in all that work and then nobody reads your book. So this is one of the reasons why I set up Amplify. That's one of the reasons why we have this mastermind, why we build these communities and encourage sisters and whoever else to work together, to support each other, to back each other up. If you guys follow my stories, then you know that that's what I do. You know, even people who are not in my program, people I haven't worked with, okay, but we are stronger together. And if we amplify each other, inshallah, it builds a reciprocal relationship, okay? So never feel like another sister's book launch coming out. You see on your feed, right? You see on your feed that so-and-so's new book is out. Drop a heart. Tell her congratulations. Tell her, mashallah, sisters, this is great. Even better, two things, buy the book and then promote it on your stories. Share it on your stories. Share it on in your networks, okay? Trust and believe, like those are the types of things that comes back to you. It really does come back to you. It's not about, I've got a book to launch, who can I ask for favors? It's like, no, I'm already in this space. I've been doing favors. I've been helping people out. I've been supporting, right? I've been a listening ear, a sounding board. I've given, you know, feedback, okay? Support each other. It makes sense and it works. And when you do finally have your own book to launch, when you reach back out to those people, they'll remember you. I say, oh, your book's up, of course. What do you need me to do? And everyone should be doing that, right? And if you're sincere, people will respond sincerely, inshallah. So I hope that that's a reminder to everybody. There is a whole relationship that's being built here, and it doesn't end when your book is released. It doesn't end when your book is launched, okay? We should be helping each other. You know a good podcast? Pop it in the group, right? You just had a great podcast interview with somebody. Let people know in the group, you know? So-and-so is looking for articles. You know, I got my article published here. Here's the editor's name. You know, so-and-so is doing a lot of really great reviews. You should reach out to her. So-and-so invited me to come and speak and is looking for more speakers. Who wants to take part? Do you see what's happening here? I can't think of the number of sisters from Amplify, from Release, from my writing programs that ended up on the stage because maybe I did a summit. And then I invited them to come on that summit. And then people saw them speaking at that summit. And then they were invited onto this podcast and invited for that conference or come to train or do a workshop or whatever. That's how we amplify our own voices and amplify each other, inshallah. Okay, so with that, I will bid you good night, and inshallah, I will see all of my Amplify members inside our Facebook group. After you've listened to this, I want to see those takeaways. And for those of you who are watching on the replay and you're not in our WhatsApp group because you haven't joined Amplify yet, what are you waiting for? Okay, I want to see you getting the support, getting the network, getting the help that you need. I love being involved in everybody's launches. I love helping them come up with ideas for how they can get, you know, more people knowing about it. And I also love connecting my authors with whether it's publishers or whoever else out there, inshallah. So if you're not part of us, send an email with Amplify or send a DM with Amplify. Let's get you that information and let's get you part of this movement, inshallah, so that we can all rise and benefit together. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for paying attention. And I want to see those takeaways in the WhatsApp group, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.